Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Dan Jordan, Essendon Ford's coach, good enough to join us for Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. Thanks for joining us, Dan. Tom King, Ben Casanilia, Tom Lonigan and Pete Ryan from The Age in the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, can you give us a weather update at Metricon Stadium?
We've got no rain here at the moment, so we had a bit of a scratch match today, which I was probably a bit unlucky enough to run the boundary for. So I'm thawing out a bit from that, but it looks pretty good here at the moment.
What's your boundary throwing skills like, Dan?
Yeah, I got a bit of feedback on that. There was a couple that particularly our ruckman wasn't really happy with, so it's something for me to work on during the week.
But Dan, did you come out and warm up like an hour before the game and then do some run-throughs post-game? Because that seems what the umpires do. Maybe you're missing out on that aspect of the umpiring.
It could be right. I actually arrived at the game about 1 minute into it and got thrust into it because they were a bit short. So perhaps the lack of warm-up might have been what made the difference.
Four changes to your side for tonight. You'll change the way you structure up forward, especially with Sean McKernan back into the lineup.
Yeah, we will. I mean, Shawnee obviously missed last week. He just was managed through a little corky that he had, and Tommy Bell Chambers came in and competed well for us down the line. I think Shawnee plays one of those roles. It's reasonably selfless in terms of he's often competing 2v1, and we just ask him to try and bring that ball to ground and compete and bring our smalls into the game. So, we're looking forward to having him back out there. And, Tommy gets a bit of a spell. He was sort of helping out young Draper in the ruck last week, and you know, I thought that worked pretty well in terms of the on-ball stuff.
So who helped Sam out tonight? That will be Sean to do a bit of that backup ruck work?
Yeah, I think so. I think Sean will probably go in there. We've also got some options with James Stewart, potentially, if we think we can get a bit of run through there as well. So I've got a couple of options. I would say that more than likely Sean will pop up there and give a chop out.
Dan, a player in your team that, I hate using it, but he's a bit of a barometer, and when he's up and about, you seem to play well, and when you're not, he tends to drop off. It's Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody. He's so exciting, and the team seems to ebb and flow at times on his ability to impact the contest. How do you sort of work with him to stay involved when it's not going his way?
Yeah, it's a good question. One we've spoken about as a coaching group as well is, certainly his impact and his energy around the contest and on the game seems to coincide with sort of how we perform. So given that, we might even sort of look to throw him up there a little bit more and see if we can get his hands on the ball early, because in previous games, if he hasn't started too well, he can be a bit of a confidence player. But we just ask him to be pretty consistent with his pressure and his energy around the forward line. He can still have a big impact on games when the ball's not in his hand with some of the spark he provides. So, we're going to try and get him up around the ball a little bit early and see if he can get his hands on the footy a bit, and hopefully get him also popping forward and hitting the scoreboard.
Do you sense that this year, there seems to be one game rolls into the next one, but do you sense he's being sat on more this year and there's a lot more focus from the opposition put on him in terms of limiting his capacity?
I think at the moment, certainly, that is the case, because, in previous times we've probably had Fantasia and Stringer up there, and he's probably been afforded a little bit of leeway. But certainly over the last month, there's some teams that are putting some good time to him. And, with due respect, that's Anthony sort of needs to try and find his way to work through that. And, he's really keen and rolling his sleeves up to try and find ways where he can still impact the game. So, we'd love to get a few of those soldiers back to potentially free him up a little bit more, but we're also excited for the opportunity for him to sort of work through that and develop and still impact games.
Dan, you've made Benny Cass very happy. We have a little competition here on K-Rock Footy about, we keep tally of who gets told that they've asked a good question by the talent, so you've made Benny very happy on a Friday night. Thank you for that. Tom Lonigan's going to talk to you now for Prestige, Jayco.
This is going to take the cream, Dan.
So, don't say good question,
Dan. Good question when you came, mate. Hey, good luck for tonight. I just wanted to talk about your forward 50, which you can give me some good insight about. Only 5 marks inside 50 last week. How do you generate more marks inside 50? We know Joe Danaher's not there, but you're coming up a pretty formidable back line, and obviously Nick Haynes is one of the great defenders back there. What's your planning going into tonight's game?
Yeah, terrific question, Tom.
Come off it, Dan.
Look, I suppose out of last week's game, we really weren't happy with the way we moved the ball inside 50. I've actually generally happy with how the forwards were representing ahead of the ball, but I thought we butchered a hell of a lot of opportunities. I think in our review during the week, I had about 14 or 15 opportunities that popped up that we, you know, probably weren't quite at the level that we expect. So we've done some work on that throughout the week. I mean, it's more around moving that ball off the line, being able to sort of get our run through the corridor and then opening up some opportunities for our forwards 1v1, whereas, last week we were probably drawn into that kicking long game down the line to contest. That's it really, really hard on forwards and also to take a mark. So, if we get to the stage where we're sort of taking 9 or 10 marks inside 50 and getting some isolation, well, hopefully that should translate to some reasonable pressure on the scoreboard.
And I've been really impressed with Jordan Ridley. He's a defender that's come on this year. And you have got quite a tallish defence with Aaron Francis back there, Michael Hurley. Is a chance one of those guys potentially could go forward tonight?
Look, we haven't factored in our planning, but we never say never. I've been VFL coach the last 2 years, and both in those 2 years, those guys have played forward at times, as part of their development. Jordan had some really good games as a junior playing forward, particularly in the NAB Cup. But we want to try and settle that back line down, bar probably Hurls. They're a reasonably young, developing back line. You've spoken that they are reasonably tall, but there's flexibility there. Ridley's a really nice size at sort of 193, 194, but can play small as well as good speed. Francis has done some jobs on some smalls, such as your medium, such as Isaac Heaney and that sorts of thing. So we want to be flexible down there and have guys that can go tall or small and then potentially have one or two that can take the teams that have the big boys down there.
Dan, I know you'd be all serious, so there's no time for jokes, but after the game, when you get back to your hub and you're maybe just perusing over the Warren Buffett and what you're going to eat, and you see James Kelly, just mention to him, because we had him on, I think it was last week, the weeks all roll into one, but he's very flat because his lawn here in Geelong has gone yellow, and he loves lawn, apparently. So he was, I don't know if he's been a bit flat this week, but just let him know that lawn, it remains yellow, and at this stage, there's been no water added to it. So although it is going to rain tomorrow, so there might be some tinges of green coming through.
Two things with Cal. I had a chat with him today and sort of said, we're in a similar position with both our families at home and sort of said, what are you missing about home the most, and expecting that, Leanne and the kids would probably pop up, but no, it was his lawnmower. And he's really, really flat about that. And also running a really, really high Uber Eats tab at the moment, Cal, so you might just need to watch the waistline a little bit.
Pete? Dan, Peter Ryan from Good Luck Tonight. That was a terrific answer to a shocking question, actually.
Pete was about to tell you it was from The Age, Dan.
No, I got caught up. I was doing something else. A serious question. Joe Danaher, you'd love to have back in, and obviously Essendon supporters, and it's a perennial one, but he's back running. How far away do you think he is, Dan, realistically?
Yeah, hard to put a time frame on it. I mean, every time that we sort of think Joey might be progressing well, we've had some hiccups in the past with it. He's just coming back from a sort of a minor calf strain maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. But he's certainly progressed and he's running loads of getting up. He's starting to join in a little bit of contact progression. So, if things were to continue along that line, then, we could hopefully see him, potentially getting some more football into him and maybe even playing soon. But we're just taking it day by day with him. We know sort of where he's at, how much footy he's missed, and I suppose doing everything and ticking every box to try and get that core strength really, really solid for him so that he feels confident to be able to get out and compete and play. And we'd love to have him back, that's for sure. But at the moment, he's been a really great support around the club, and the boys have been lifted a lot by seeing him out on the park.
Absolutely. And I mean, no disrespect to James Stewart or Sean McKernan, because they've done, particularly McKernan's done a good job down there. But how difficult is it trying to create a forward 50 structure and an efficient forward forward line without the big tall targets such as Danaher?
Oh, look, I mean, I think every team has the same battle. It's really hard to try and replicate a Joe Danaher and someone of that talent. I think there's only really a few in the competition. But so at the moment, we don't plan for having Joe there. We know our roles pretty specifically and what's after the boys and what they can do. What probably Joe brings is that highly talented, hard to match up on, really good in the air, can take a huge clunk and sort of, kick some goals from everywhere with his flexibility and his range around the ground. So, you know, there's no, until Joe's available for selection, we probably don't even sort of plan to have him in there. But, yeah, if we could get him up and going, then absolutely, he'd certainly add a bit to our forward line, for sure.
Dan, we really appreciate your time. We wish you the very best of luck tonight. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy.
No worries, boys. Terrific questions.
Let's say team terrific. Dan,
you've got a bit of a sense of humour, Dan.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.